The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day, and it's a happy occasion to be here with you all and have the opportunity to meditate together and for me to teach. It's a privilege and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. And we have this wondrous, wonderful mind, citta, C-I-T-T-A, that begins to stand out and highlight the calmer the mind becomes. So when the mind is agitated, it means it's caught up in its concerns, its preoccupations, its agitation, its often then it's, the more agitated the mind is, the more it's swirling around in its thoughts, ideas, feelings. And it's the subset, it's a particular aspects of the mind that the mind is focusing on. Thinking, for example, or emotions, ideas, memories. And what we're doing is we switch to being mindful of the mind is to no longer have the preferential attention to particular corners of the mind, particular activities of the mind. And so as the activities of the mind get quieter and calmer, what's available then in highlight, and over time, as meditation deepens, it becomes stronger and stronger, is there's becomes a felt sense of the mind as a whole. And exactly what that is not so, you know, so important. What's important is your own way of experiencing it. Some people might prefer to use the word awareness to represent the mind as a whole, the total gestalt of how things are operating. the sum, the total is greater than the sum of the parts. So there's something that marvelous that happens as we open up more widely and fully to the mind. And in this early tradition, there's sometimes his mind stands out so much in highlight that it's anthropomorphized, sometimes seen as a person, as if a person can talk to their mind or work with the mind, train the mind. It's never seen as the self, and this movement of selfing, of positing, feeling, sensing a self, in this early tradition is seen as just another form of mental activity that can also be calmed down, put to rest. And as it does so, that also frees up the space for feeling the mind as a whole. Or sometimes it's called the state of the mind or the mood, inner mood, the general mood of in our mentality or the heart-mind. And it begins to shift the orientation of how we live our life. And rather than focusing on the particular concerns we have, it gives us the opportunity to care for, and I love this word care, compassionately care for, lovingly care for, the quality of the mind or the quality of the heart, the quality of this inner life that we have. That's what's the gestalt, the totality of it, that here in the tradition is called citta, mind. And we can begin settling the mind, opening the mind, pleasing the mind, bringing joy, happiness to the mind, and liberating the mind. And it's such a phenomenally satisfying thing to switch from the details and concerns of our life to the present moment experience of mind and caring for that. So with that as an introduction, we'll take assume a meditation posture and gently close your eyes. And with the eyes closed and feeling your body from the inside out, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Deep, deep breaths, really as if you haven't breathed for a while, and finally you get to really fill yourself with oxygen. And then exhale, a delightful long exhale. Ah, here you are. Here you are. Breathing in and breathing out. And then letting your breathing return to normal for a few minutes, few moments, and just sit here and feel your body. Maybe those deep breaths have had an influence, effect on your body. Maybe your body is a little bit more, has more sensations to feel. Maybe you want to adjust your posture a little bit more. And then we'll do a little breathing exercise that maybe will help deeper relaxation, maybe a relaxation deep inside the heart, the mind, the citta. So it involves taking a deeper breath, but only about three quarters full, but only as far as is comfortable. And then when you get to the top of that particular in-breath, hold the in-breath a little bit. Don't exhale right away. And hold it for as long as it's comfortable. And then as you release it, as you begin the exhale, see if that occasion can be one of a deep relaxation, letting go. It's almost like the holding of the breath heightens the awareness of your body, your insides, that there's more available to relax as you exhale. So taking a three-quarters comfortable, deep in-breath, holding it as long as it's comfortable, and then exhaling with a deep relaxation. And it might be that the exhales can be a little longer than usual. Maybe as you exhale, you also relax the mind itself, softening, opening, expanding the mind. And even if you can't relax the mind, as you exhale, feel whatever softness there's in the mind. Feel whatever transparent boundaries there is to the mind. And if it's comfortable, continue a little bit longer. And now at the end of the exhale, pause a bit, just as long as it's comfortable, before you inhale. So there's a rhythm of inhaling, pausing, exhaling, pausing. That brings a heightened awareness to your body and mind and a greater ability to relax, settle in. And then let your breathing now return to normal. No special effort to pause or hold. And take a few moments to feel and sense your body again. And if there are some more areas of your body, you can easily relax. So softening around the face. Releasing the shoulders. Softening the belly. And if the relaxing you've done, settling in you've done, brings any sensations of pleasure, or well-being, breathe with a pleasure, breathe with a sense of well-being, the tingling, the warmth, the glow, the dancing energy. And allow the thinking mind to become quieter. Letting go of thoughts so you can have more energy, more attention to feel the body breathing. Breathing with the well-being that might be here, however small it might be. And you might become aware of how the mind attention is predisposed to focus on particular things, concerns, preoccupations. And if so, then you're experiencing a limited aspect of your whole wondrous mind. Without necessarily letting go of your concerns, can you expand your awareness to include more of your interior life, more of your quality of inner life, your mind, your heart, the state of your mind, state of your inner being? Something that it's inclusive, because everything that happens within the mind. And then breathe with the mind. Breathe through it. Almost as if each inhale fills the mind with the sensations of inhale. Each exhale relaxes and expands the mind, settles it. Becoming aware of the global mind, the global sense of any state of mind, mood of the mind, the quality of the mind overall. Maybe it can include the space of the mind, the space that the mind fills. So you're not focusing on any particular part of the mind. A state which has no boundaries. And if it has a location, this mind of yours, chances are that there's a little feeling of contraction or gathering together that gives that feeling. As you exhale, relax that gathering together. Soften. Let the mind rest out into the vast space all around. Mind with no walls, no boundaries. Mind that involves no conscious effort, that is just there, here. If there is suffering, suffering has a location. The mind includes all that is beyond the edges of that suffering. That's wider, bigger. And to relax outward beyond the suffering. So that whatever suffering there is, is held in this wide field of open mind, open awareness that has no edges. Breathing in, outward breathing that goes outwards towards the edges, beyond the edges. All inclusive. Wide, broad, open. Resting into the open space. And as we come to the end of this sitting, with whatever way that you can rest in open space without the mind getting quickly fixated or preoccupied on any particular thing, just open and receptive, allowing things just to flow through you. Nothing stops, nothing is held on to, and staying that way the best you can, bring to mind some person that you might encounter today, personally or through some medium of communication, phone or computer. And imagine that you are quietly allowing that person to exist as they are without you fixating on anything, as if they too can be held in the vast open mind. In that way, providing them with a gift that they can be just the way they are without any interference from you with your desires, aversions, agendas, reactions. Allowing someone to be themselves in the vast open space of your mind. And in doing so, or imagining that you're doing so, does that give you a different reference point for goodwill, for love, friendliness, care, even respect for this other person? And if it does, now maybe wish them well. May this person be happy. May this person be safe. May this person be peaceful, at ease. May this person be free, certainly free of my attachments. And may it be that other people that you encounter and other people that you have some contact with or think about today, that they also benefit from this meditation practice you've done today, may all beings be happy. May all beings be at ease. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that.